Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On this Christmas day, let us remember the real reason for the season and be thankful that God incarnated in human flesh to live life like you and I, to remain divine, but to pay the penalty of our sins. We have so much for which to be thankful. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead. Let me begin by wishing all of you a very Merry Christmas, and I pray that as you gather together, wherever you may be, whether it's remotely or in person, that you have an opportunity to really think about and understand and experience the real reason for this Christmas season. There's so many attacks against it, Holly, and there's so many attacks against our Lord, but He set the path for us. And as the church, you know, He took the disciples to a place of darkness, the epicenter of paganism in Caesarea Philippi. And He did that to give them an object lesson. And right there where darkness was controlling so many people in the pagan world, and no doubt some Jewish syncretists were involved in compromising their Jewish faith to work with and integrate with the paganistic rituals, He takes them right there. And He asked the question, who do people say that I am? And when Peter ultimately is asked directly, who do you say that I am? And he says, you are the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus then responds with an amazing answer that says that you are Peter. On this rock I will build my church. Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And He also says that the gates of hell will not prevail against His church, the body of believers that are His followers. So as we worship today, no matter what you have experienced, no matter what the uncertainties of this year have brought with the COVID, we can remember that the gates of hell did not prevail against our Lord Jesus Christ, and it will not prevail against His church as well.
You know, when you think about it, Matt, I mean, God could have revealed Himself to us in a million different ways. As a vulnerable baby in a manger, and to go through life as a human for those years so that He could have relationship with us, so that we know that He understands what we go through. And that always gives me hope that no matter what I go through, no matter what our situation is personally or as a country, we always have that hope because He came to die for us so that we would always have eternal life when we embrace a relationship with Him.
Yeah, you look at the high priest of the Old Testament, and the high priest had the duty of ministering between God and the people and overseeing the temple and the sacrifices. And then once a year, one of the priests would be selected to go into the most holy place. And the high priest would be a person that would go into this inner sanctum and atone for the sins of the people. Had to do that every year. But within the scriptures, the Torah, the five books of Moses that talk about the high priestly duties, that person was to be somebody who was very distinct. In some cases, the high priest was told, don't let your hair down and mourn. Don't rend your clothes because that's a sign of mourning. This is a very dignified, elevated position. You're to be separate from those people, but you represent the people. It's kind of like looking at some high-level religious figure. You put that person, so to speak, on a pedestal. Even though they're human, oftentimes, you know, you're treating them in a much, much different way. Yet when we see Jesus, whom Hebrews says is our high priest, it also says in Hebrews, and certainly throughout the scriptures, that He identifies with us, and He came down to be one of us. And He came down to the lowliest of the low in terms of not even having a place to stay because there was no room in the inn. So he's born in a manger. He's raised in the very little insignificant town of Nazareth. He works with his hands. He grows up as a young boy in this very insignificant town. It's not the big metropolis or not the big city of Jerusalem. It's in Nazareth. That's why Nathanael says, can anything good come out of Nazareth? I mean, nobody ever comes out of Nazareth, and yet here's the Messiah. How can that be? And so he really identifies with us exactly what you're saying. And there was opposition against him from the moment of his very birth when he was just a little babe.
Because the Pharisees thought that their way to God was to follow all these rules and regulations, and God coming down to us just totally blew their theories out of the water, that God came to us instead of us having to do all these rituals to get to him.
Yeah, and they separated themselves from the people too.
Right.
Jesus identified himself with the people. He touched the lepers. He had the children that would come to him when people would shoo them out of the way. Mm-hmm. This is the real essence of Christmas. And so as followers of Christ, Jesus already said to the disciples and to all of us who are the body of believers, the church, that don't be surprised when people persecute you because they first persecuted me, meaning Jesus. And don't take it personally that they hate you. Certainly the hatred is directed toward you, but it's because they first hated me. They hated Jesus. And we see that through the life of Jesus all the way up until the time of his death and his burial and his resurrection and thereafter. And so in 2020, one of the things that we've seen that's just shocking, frankly. I don't think any of us would see this coming so fast. And that is COVID came to be and the restrictions came about. And as a result of these restrictions, churches were considered non-essential. As a result of that, these churches were discriminated against, continue to be discriminated against. We've had now 3 trips to the U.S. Supreme Court to fight for churches. And we've said internally, Holly, and with our staff, that this is one of the most important battles of our history of Liberty Council. Certainly the sanctity of human life is the right of all rights. And we've been involved in defending the right to life from the very beginning of Liberty Council's inception in 1989. But what we've also been fighting for is churches, but 2020 really focuses that, the right of individuals to be able to gather together and worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's really the essence, and that's what these COVID restrictions have tried to prevent, like in California with our Harvest Rock Church case and our Harvest International Ministry representing nearly 170 churches in California. And we have a letter from the Pasadena criminal prosecutor threatening daily criminal charges against the pastors, staff, and parishioners for attending any worship at all in a church, and also daily fines. How in the world could we have come to that in 2020, and it happened so fast? And while it is surprising, it's head-spinning, and we're fighting against it, and we've made some headway, and we have a long way to go to continue to fight this battle because these governors don't want to relinquish their power on which they have become drunk. The fact of the matter is it shouldn't be a surprise because they first hated Jesus, and Jesus said the gates of hell won't prevail against the church. You know they're going to come after the church. We've seen it. But remember, Satan danced with glee on Friday, but he changed his tune on Sunday. Our Lord Jesus was raised from the dead.
But you know, Matt, I believe that God has entrusted us with this privilege to represent these churches. I mean, and it doesn't take him by surprise what is happening, but I think he's calling on us and all Christians and all the church. How are you going to respond to this?
Yeah.
Are you going to follow my plan for you, my laws? Are you going to follow man's laws?
Well, you know, at Liberty Council, we also have a ministry called Liberty Relief International. We work with persecuted Christians around the world. And because of these COVID restrictions, for example, in Nigeria, Pakistan, India, and other places, some of these Islamic leaders, terrorists, are stealing the food from the Christian villages. There's a shortage because of the pandemic. And, you know, we think, well, sometimes the stores run out of various kinds of products. In some of these countries, they don't have food, and the little food that they have, it's being stolen by terrorists from these Christians, in addition to other persecution that they face. So as we celebrate the real reason for the season, let us pray also for the church in America, the church around the world, and let us pray for the church, and I'm talking about the body of believers, our brothers and sisters all over the world who are celebrating Christmas, but who have no food. Their only food is the spiritual food of our Lord Jesus Christ. May you and your family have a Merry Christmas as we celebrate the real reason, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.